We have never stood by to see a whale die.
Is one whale's life worth war?
Until you find something worth dying for, we haven't really lived.
The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society ship Steve Irwin departed the port of Brisbane, Australia today with an international volunteer crew of 48. The crew includes 33 men, 15 women, 14 are from Australia and 4 from New Zealand, with others from Japan, Canada, Great Britain, the USA, Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany, South Africa, Hungary, and Bermuda. Included once again in the crew is a TV crew from Animal Planet for documenting the second season of the series Whale Wars. Steve Irwin will make a brief stop for fuel before proceeding to the Ross Sea to intercept the Japanese whaling fleet. The Japanese whaling fleet is targeting 935 threatened pike whales plus 50 endangered fin whales in an established whale sanctuary in violation of a global moratorium on commercial whaling. Quote, "Our objective is to sink the Japanese whaling fleet economically," said Captain Paul Watson. "The whales do not have time to wait until awareness has changed in Japan. The killing must be ended now, and the key to success is to interfere with profits. Sea Shepherd intends to make sure that the financial losses of the Japanese fleet exceed their profits. This is the only language that the whalers understand." The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society expects the Japanese to be more aggressive this year. They are losing money, and their image as whale butchers is becoming a growing embarrassment. Last year, the whalers threw concussion grenades and fired live ammunition at the crew of the Steve Irwin. "We expect they will be more hostile, facing another year of losses." The Sea Shepherd crew are also concerned over Greenpeace allegations that Sea Shepherd is a violent organization. Quote, "This kind of irresponsible rhetoric could get us killed," said Steve Irwin's second officer, Peter Halmstad of Sweden. Quote, "If Greenpeace continues to make these unsubstantiated accusations, it could serve to justify violence by the whalers against us. We would like to request that they cease and desist from making remarks that may possibly endanger our lives." Captain Paul Watson expects to intercept the Japanese whaling fleet in the Ross Sea area somewhere during the last 10 days of December. Quote, "Hopefully we will arrive in time to give a gift of life to the whales this Christmas, and hopefully we will see 2009 as the last year that these outlaw whalers continue to slaughter these intelligent, defenseless, and gentle sentient creatures," said Captain Watson.
"Our objective on this mission is to go down to the coast of Antarctica, search out the Japanese whaling fleet, and intercept their activity.
We do everything we can to shut down their whaling operations non-violently.
We have this one chemical, butyric acid, we throw onto the deck. It's a horrendous stink bomb.
We need to have throwing practice so that we can make all the shots count." "What the hell is that?"
"We have this slippery substance that if they're thrown onto the deck and mixed with water, it makes it impossible to walk on the deck."
"More scoops of methacel in a paper bag that we've packed pretty tight."
"Goes under their deck, breaks open, and there you have it."
"If we can get a wire or a rope into the props, then we can shut down the boat."
"And the instruction is to deploy the line."
"We gotta stop that ship.
It went under the bow. The buoy was completely sucked under the water."
"The most successful thing we can do is to just chase them. They're running, they're not whaling."
"Come down here and you kill innocent whales, but if anybody comes after you, you run like cowards."
"It's like a big game of Battleship."
That's quite literally true. If you've ever played Battleship, the biggest problem is finding the opposing ships. And that's the biggest problem facing the Sea Shepherds. It always has been, but they've always found the Japanese whalers. This year, there'll be no help from Greenpeace, which isn't even sending a ship. Instead, Greenpeace is whining and criticizing Sea Shepherd while staying home and raising millions on the backs of the whales. The Australian Navy, who sent the Oceanic Viking last year, also isn't going to be helping. They're spending the next 2 months tied to the docks in port to save money, or so they say. Nonetheless, the Sea Shepherds always have found and always will find the whalers. It just takes more time and more whales die when nobody helps out. Greenpeace, you raised millions of dollars over the blood of slaughtered whales, and now you're not even sending a boat? Shame on you.